club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Welcome back to another episode of the FCL podcast. The football season is well underway and summer is almost over, and we are rapidly approaching Jim White's favourite day in the football calendar. Yes, I'm talking about transfer deadline day. It's a fairly new phenomenon in the history of football. Been going on for about 20 years or so, but people get absolutely worked up about it, spend all day looking at the likes of Sky Sports News, Eurosport, having time off work. And yeah, it's something that we can all enjoy speculating transfer deals on. And it's particularly big in this country as well. And in this episode, I'll be looking at the top 10 greatest summer transfer deadline day signings of all time. So, starting off, number 10, I've gone with Robbie Keane, who has gone from Leeds to Tottenham in 2002. Yeah, you can't argue with Keane's career at Tottenham. For me, he was one of the best strikers in the league for a lot of the time that he was at Tottenham. And when he did eventually leave and come back, they did make a fair bit of money on him as well. And yeah, he was their captain for periods, top scorer year in, year out. To get that for 7 million as well, guaranteed goals, just a quality player. And yeah, too good for Tottenham at the time, really. But he, with him going as well from Leeds, it probably weakened what would have been a rival to Tottenham as well. And yeah, they just got a lot of use out of that transfer. At number 9, I've gone with a fairly new one, only moved last year, and that is Édouard Camavinga from Rennes to Real Madrid. He's signed for 30-odd million. As an 18-year-old, that looks like a lot of money, but for those of you that know Camavinga, know that is a steal, and that is going to look like an absolute bargain in years to come. This guy was the hottest property in European football, and he's got the potential to be the best midfielder in the world for sure for sort of 5 to 10 years. And he's played a key role already in delivering the biggest trophy to Real Madrid. I mean, some of his sort of cameo appearances in the Champions League knockout rounds helped them get through and helped them win that Champions League. And yeah, he's already paid back that transfer fee. And he looks like he's ready to be the new midfield maestro in that Real Madrid side. So yeah, they've got him. They've got him nice and early in his career, and they've got him for a bargain too. Because I think now, if anyone wanted to buy Camavinga, it'd probably be double the price that Real Madrid paid for him. At number 8, I've gone with Miralem Pjanic from Lyon to Roma. Just in 2011, I remember looking at this one and thinking, oh, Arsenal should be all over this, really. I think in the same window, we spent more money on Mikel Arteta than Pjanic cost Roma. And although he didn't win any trophies at Roma, with no disrespect to Roma, that is because of their sort of size of club, really. But he proved his worth, he proved his talent in his years at Roma, and showed himself to be one of the best midfielders in Serie A. And yeah, a few years down the line, Juventus came knocking anyway, and they made sort of 3 times their money on him too. And yeah, he just was quality for Roma year on year, really. Always one of the best midfielders in the league. And yeah, it was just a bargain. And I'm surprised that a club the sort of stature of Roma managed to get this guy, really. So yeah, top signing. And number 7 is Claude Makélélé from Real Madrid to Chelsea. So this is, in one way, a brilliant signing for Chelsea, and in another, an awful bit of business from Real Madrid as well. This is where it all started to go wrong for Real Madrid when they got rid of Makélélé. But yeah, you could tell as soon as Makélélé came into English football, he suited it like a glove. The Makélélé role was a big thing that was going around. Everyone was talking about it, and I don't think we'd seen a player have a sort of position named after him, especially not a defensive midfielder. But yeah, he just showed his quality for Chelsea. Was quite a lot of money at the time. It was about 18, 19 million, something like that, that he cost. But he was worth every penny to Chelsea. Won them their first two league titles in about 50 years. And yeah, pretty much the whole time he was here, he was the best in his position as well. And even though he was arguably past his prime, that didn't matter. Just the class of the guy meant that he was so good that even being, you know, the wrong side of 30, that didn't matter. He was a bargain for Chelsea in the end, rightly on this list. At number six, I've gone for Gareth Bale, Tottenham to Real Madrid. So this was a world record transfer fee at the time. So you think if you're paying a world record transfer fee, you should be guaranteed goals, guaranteed trophies, guaranteed success. But Real Madrid had spent a lot of money on these Galacticos and things like that before, and they'd gone 11 seasons without winning the Champions League. That was soon to change when Gareth Bale came, and he was a massive part of that. He's won 5 Champions Leagues now. He's got 3 Champions League final goals. Year in, year out, despite the injuries, he would get double-digit goals in the league, and yeah, just came up with those clutch moments, helping Real Madrid win a load of trophies. And he had a lot of pressure on him as well, and it was just a statement signing. And really, this signing changed the course of history in football. And yeah, he just proved to be worth every penny. I know Real Madrid fans don't necessarily agree with that, but you can't argue with what he's done at Madrid, and he's got to be one of, if not the best ever British player to play abroad. At number 5, and this one pains me to say it, but it's Ashley Cole from Arsenal to Chelsea in 2006. So it's a bargain. It's as simple as that. 5 million plus William Gallas. And the thing is with William Gallas as well, he was pretty bad presence in the dressing room, so Chelsea have done well, including that in the deal probably to get Cole. And this one, because it was selling to a rival as well, where Chelsea got better, Arsenal got worse. Arsenal were losing a key figure in the dressing room, a future captain, and Chelsea were gaining that. And for many people, he was the best left back in the world at the time, and I think he showed that in his years at Chelsea. He won it all, and yeah, just, it's amazing that they managed to get him for so cheap. So yeah, unfortunately, for me, he's got to be on the list and quite high up as well. At number 4, possibly the highest profile transfer on deadline day, although not many people probably know it was deadline day because it was 20 years ago, and that is R9, the original Ronaldo, who went from Inter Milan to Real Madrid. So he just won the World Cup. A lot of people probably said he's probably past his prime now. But I think if Ronaldo does look back at his career, he has had a better time at Real Madrid than he's had at Inter. He got on the pitch a lot more. He wasn't as hounded by them injury problems. Won a couple of league titles. Scored a lot of goals. Had a good thing going on with Raul there. Good strike partnership that was. And yeah, this was one of the Galacticos that definitely did work and wasn't a flop. And yeah, he just brought excitement to Real Madrid. I'm sure he brought a lot of shirt sales and the commercial side of it as well. And yeah, just an unbelievable player. I mean, it's R9. Don't really have to say much more. One of the best of all time. And yeah, for that, he's got to be well up on this list at number 4. At number 3, someone that isn't quite on R9's level, but has got the potential to be there if he keeps on going. Now he's how he started, and that is Kylian Mbappe from Monaco to PSG. At this point, PSG really needed a top superstar. They'd lost the league to Mbappe's Monaco, and the money for him at the time is about 180 million for a teenager that blew the record for a teenager out of the water. And if not for Neymar's transfer, that would have been by far the most expensive player of all time. But he's shown to be worth it. He gets a goal a game at PSG, and he's still very, very young. And Real Madrid have come in for him a few times and offered more than what PSG paid for him with a year left on his contract. And PSG have said no. They know how much this guy's worth, what a top talent he is, and how good he could be. And because of him, PSG have got to be one of the favourites year in, year out for the Champions League now. So, yeah, he's a very good signing. And it was a lot of money, but it's well worth it. At number two is Sergio Ramos from Sevilla to Real Madrid. I mean, Ramos's trophy haul is absolutely ridiculous. And to be doing that while being the captain for a lot of it and being the star man or one of the star men in the team and one of the best centre-backs of all time. I mean, everyone knows how good Sergio Ramos is and how important some of his goals have been in the big moments as well. And they've got pretty much his full career out of him. They signed him as a teenager and he left as a 35-year-old. So, yeah, they've done very well out of him. It cost a lot of money to get him from Sevilla. Again, this is one where he would have been one of the most expensive teenagers ever. But he's proved well worth it, about 30 million euros. He's given so much to Real Madrid and won so much and been a massive part of their history. So, yeah, he's right up there. But there's only one man that can be the number one deadline day signing of all time, and that is Wayne Rooney from Everton to Manchester United. I don't think there's ever been a player as hyped as this was at this point. The pressure that Rooney had when he went to Man United was insane, and he killed it straight away with the debut hat-trick, and he's shown, a bit like Ramos, he's given many years to Man United, won many trophies. It was a very important signing for United as well, because at the time, Arsenal were the invincibles, Chelsea were coming for as the new threat, and Man United needed someone as a long-term replacement to Van Nistelrooy, and they got two or three times the player in Rooney. Just amazing. He worked really well with Ronaldo as well, and yeah, some people will say best ever Premier League player. He's definitely in the top three. And again, it's one where he broke a record. He was the most expensive teenager, certainly in English football, possibly world football at the time. But yeah, just another one that was well worth the money. And it proves for them top, top quality players, you've got to pay big money, but often it does work out. And they'll be ending up on lists like these. So yeah, Rooney, he is the greatest deadline day signing of all time. Thank you for listening. And of course, remember to keep it.